Welcome back to Kaiser Weekly. We're talking here the August 8th episode, and I'm extremely excited to be bringing you this information this week. It's going to be a short one, so you're not going to have to listen very long. You're not going to have to watch very long. Try to make this as painless as possible for each and every one of you. Let's start things off with the weather. As you can see, temperatures this week are going to start in the low 90s and continue to drop all week long. We're heading into fall, people. That's what's going to happen. So by Friday, our high should only be in the upper 70s. That's hard to believe. It doesn't feel like we've had much of a summer, but when it's been hot, it has been absolutely hot. So for those of you who don't like the heat, this is what you've been waiting for, and you're going to see more and more of this. I was extremely surprised to see the lows in the 50s. On Friday. I think that's absolutely crazy already. I don't want to see it. I personally like the warm weather, but I know a lot of you don't. So the good news is getting ready to be over with. Now, as far as rain goes, Tuesday's probably going to bring us the best chance of showers, but don't be surprised if you don't have something happen Monday, Wednesday, or even on Thursday. We're looking at almost a 50% chance of rain on those 3 days. Now, by the weekend, hopefully the rain's going to have passed out, and sunshine is going to prevail, providing us with a great weekend. Now, as far as Kaiser news goes, how about this? It doesn't start out any better than good news. And our middle school history teacher, Tommy Nestor, has been named the West Virginia History Teacher of the Year. What an incredible honor for Tommy, who's been doing a fantastic job educating our local youth over the years. I know that he's going to continue on that trend. All of his pupils love him. It's always a great thing to see one of our local teachers in Kaiser being recognized at the state level for the hard work that they put into their jobs and for the jobs they do with our kids. Now, as school is set to begin on August 19th, remember that all seventh grade students are going to be required to show proof of MNB and TDAP. TDAP is what I like to call it. They're going to need to show those two vaccinations before the first day of school. If your child is not up to date, then you are encouraged to get a hold of your primary care physician or the Mineral County Health Department to do so. Also, another reminder that the Kaiser Civil Service Board is still accepting applications until August 28th for those that are interested in law enforcement careers. You can stop by the Kaiser Police Department to learn more and to pick up your application. Now, West Virginia University Library's multidisciplinary exhibition titled Appalachian Futures is on display at our local Potomac State College Library through December of this year. Contributors to this exhibition include West Virginia University and regional scholars, community groups, and artists. The library is going to be open through the 16th of this month, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. And then starting on the 17th, it's going to be Monday through Wednesday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. And then Thursday and Friday will be 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Now, on the COVID front, the number of infected being placed in the hospital and getting treatment is going back up. As of Wednesday of this past week, there were 349 patients currently in the hospitals being treated. As a state, we have 3,200 active cases with 1,000 new cases as of Wednesday. Let's keep those hands washed. Let's do our part to make sure that our kids get to have a normal school year. And most importantly, that I get to go to sports games, because that's really what I'm concerned about. Now, West Virginia has reached a settlement deal with the three opiate distributor companies that pretty much laughed at the fact that they were doping up our state and ruining the lives of our citizens. Those three companies have agreed to pay West Virginia over $400 million that will get distributed among the 54 counties in our state. The settlement was the biggest per capita in the United States up to this point in time. So while I'm grateful that they're going to be paying out, I'm still pissed that they drugged up our citizens and laughed about it, thinking that we were less than standard human beings, that we weren't even a full human. Now, lastly, I want to remind each and every one of you, this is really big, that Summer Jam is going to be going down on Friday starting at 6 p.m. at the Brooks Park. Some of you may know it as the South End Park. This is going to be one of the largest events of the summer for the city of Kaiser. They're going to have free hot dogs, free pizza, and free drinks. That's right, all of it free. Bounce houses will be on the facilities, Dunkin' booths, hot wing and pie eating contests. People, there's going to be a plethora of things to do, tons of giveaways. They're going to have live music, event photos, and most importantly, they're going to have the man, the myth, the local legend, and the man who makes this all possible, DJ Everline, present. And this is all going to be wrapped up at the end of the night with a fireworks show to boot. So bring your kids out to what is going to be the most talked about event of this summer in the city of Kaiser. Trust me, you don't want your kids going to school and having to listen to everybody else talk about how they were there and how much fun they had. Get your kids down there and enjoy this time, because this is awesome. Now, in Kaiser High School sports, that's right. I know we were talking about how school hasn't started, but yes, the sports season actually has. The Kaiser High School golf team is off to an absolutely terrific start this season. So they've already got two wins under their belt. Both of them happened this past week. They started off with an opening victory in Moorfield. Owen Schweitzer was the low medalist out with a score of 37. People, there were 31 golfers in this event, so that's a tremendous accomplishment. Drew Matlick shot a 40, Noah Broadwater and Evan Ack had 45s, and Trey Kitzmiller finished with a 52. On Friday, they went on the road to Pendleton to claim their victory. Drew Matlick this time was the low medalist with a score of 37. Owen Schweitzer had a 45, Noah Broadwater shot a 47, Evan Ack had a 48, and Trey Kitzmiller once again finishes with a 52. So they finished with an overall score of 177. That's an incredible score, people. The next best team at this competition was Frankfort High School, and they scored a 200. So we absolutely drummed the competition. So congratulations once again to these young men on starting Kaiser High School sports off on a strong foot. Now today they're going to be playing the Callaway Invite at Parkersburg Country Club at 10 a.m., and then on Tuesday, they'll participate in the Callaway Invite at the Oglesby Resort in Wheeling starting at 8:30. Then on Wednesday, they're going to continue on. Yes, these guys are extremely busy already. Then on Wednesday, they're going to go and play North Marion and Berkeley Springs at Green Hills Country Club in Fairmont. On Friday of this week, it's that time. Our Golden Tornado football team is going to scrimmage University High School in Morgantown at 7 p.m. This is going to be a great opportunity for our squad to see just where they are in these early stages of preseason, and it's going to give our coaches a great idea of what is working already and then what they're going to need to improve upon before the season starts. We want to wish them safe travels and pray that no injuries occur during the game. Now, if anyone's interested in joining the Kaiser Cyclone Cross Country team, you are encouraged to show up to the Kaiser High School at 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. Already, they have the largest group to date that they've ever had, but there's always room for more. So they are flexible. They're going to be willing to work with your schedule. The first meet doesn't occur until 8:27 when they're going to go to Preston County High School to run. So if you're in the middle school and you want to participate in the Kaiser Cyclone Cross Country team, show up to these practices. If you haven't started already, get out there, start getting ready, because you still have a couple weeks before the first competition starts. Now, with that being said, that's all I have for you. I appreciate your time. I love you, Kaiserites, and I look forward to talking to you next week. And stay tuned for the list of events on a slideshow. Take care.
Fried chicken. Fried chicken. Chicken. Gimme, gimme, gimme fried chicken. Baby, it's all that I want to take me through the day. Gimme, gimme, gimme fried chicken. I want a bona fide southern fried. Tennessee guaranteed, it's okay with me. I want it hot, deep fried, I'm on the Memphis side. Hot wings, hot thighs, all southern fried. It all sounds heavenly, this all-time recipe. It's fried chicken, it's finger-licking. The time is ticking, so cook some southern food for me. A bucket just for me, this won't feed a family. A it's all I want. All I need, just make hastily. Gimme fried chicken. Baby, it's all that I want to take me through the day. Gimme fried chicken. I want a bona fide southern fried Tennessee guaranteed. It's okay with me. I want it hot, deep fried. I'm on the Memphis side. Hot wings, hot.